We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Airvan Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by UW Medicine. Husky athletes get the very best care at UW Medicine, and it's the same expert care that everybody can get at over 270 clinics throughout the region. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Washington, after all the talk about struggling to win on the road in conference play, struggling to win in the desert, you listen to the Husky marching band count down the final seconds. And the Dogs put all that to rest with an impressive second-half performance that sees Washington score 38 points. And Washington defeats the Pac-12 South leaders, Arizona, 51-27. Dogs now 5-2 on the year, now 2-2 in Pac-12 play, and can now turn their attention to arch rival Oregon, 1 week from today at Husky Stadium. Let's go down to the field with Elise Woodward.
All right, with Savon Ahmed, 3 touchdowns today. What was said at halftime? Because you guys look like a totally different team after halftime, Savon.
I think it just came down to doing the details, playing our game of football. First half, we let it get the best of us. We came out here, got together as a team, and really moved forward.
Offensively, what kind of details specifically? Because, boy, you look like just a different team. You were able to move the ball, look more aggressive. Just a lot of things look different in that second half.
I know. That's all credit to the O-line and the receivers and the tight ends. Those guys are, working their tails off the whole game. And, we was able to get push. And, I couldn't be more thankful for those guys up front.
I know last week, obviously, against Stanford in the night game, you couldn't get the result you wanted. What's it mean to bounce back here on the road and beat a talented Arizona team that was undefeated in Pac-12 play?
It's a big win for us. We had to bounce back, and obviously we didn't get the results we wanted last week, but we move on week to week and take it game by game, and this is a big one for us.
You put 50 points on the board, 50 plus. What's it do for the confidence of the offense?
Like I said, it just shows what we can do. We can go out here and make plays, and we're a really confident team. So week to week we can make plays.
Well, Savon, great game today. Congratulations on getting a win on the road, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
That's Savon Ahmed. We'll send it back up to you.
Savon Ahmed, 95 yards on the ground. Sean McGrew, 106. Very nearly had tag team 100-yard performances in the running game tonight. Washington, impressive at Arizona, 51-27. Now 5-2 on the year. And the Husky offense, 71 yards in the first quarter, 63 in the second quarter, exploding in the second half, 122 yards in quarter number three, and 194 yards in the fourth quarter. That's 316 yards in the second half, and the Dogs are victorious. Washington 51, Arizona 27. The Huskies fell behind 17-13 at halftime, and did not score an offensive touchdown in the first half. And you're looking at this thing thinking, Wow, they only scored one offensive touchdown at Stanford. It came in the first drive of the ball game. So they've gone 16 straight drives without scoring a touchdown. This offense was struggling to move the ball, didn't capitalize on some great field position, great opportunities. What's going on? And then they come out to start the second half, and it's just touchdown after touchdown after touchdown as the Dogs score the most points that they've scored against a Pac-12 opponent in quite some time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun there in that second half for sure. And obviously, you know, you get the passing game going, but the turnovers by the defense, and it just, you know, football is a game of momentum. And when you get old Mo on your side, good things seem to happen. And, you know, that offense was just clicking, the great balance run and pass. The play action pass was just beautiful there. And then when they got down in the red zone, they capitalized. And, you know, Sean McGrew was just huge tonight. You know, 13 rushes, 106 yards, 8.2 average per carry. You know, I thought, you know, he got going there in the third quarter as well. And that's really when Arizona had to commit to stopping the run. And then all the big plays came in the pass game. But it was just fun and a great job, you know, by the Husky offense, the scheme, the staff, Bush, everybody coming together there and making that thing happen there in the third and fourth quarter.
Huskies score their most points in a Pac-12 game since putting 66 on the board at California November 5th, 2016, and 51-27 here at Arizona. Just a really impressive performance, a balanced effort, 243 yards through the air, 207 yards on the ground, two running backs that both did a really nice job in different ways. Sean McGrew helping move drives down the field, 13 carries, 106 yards. Savon Ahmed helping finish him off with three touchdown runs.
Yeah, Savon, you know, he struggled a little bit early. I think, you know, kind of tiptoed around instead of just hitting the hole. But he caught his stride there for sure late in the game when, you know, we wanted to seal this thing, kind of get the four-minute offense, use the clock. And obviously that last touchdown run was huge. 23 carries, 95 yards, 4.1 average. You know, it just, you know, anytime you rush for over 200 yards in a conference game, you got to feel pretty good about your performance.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're now joined by head coach Chris Peterson and coach, a tale of two halves to be certain. This offense really just exploded out of the gates in the third quarter, ends up putting 51 points on the board tonight.
Yeah, it was an extremely, I don't know how to say it, weird game. It was, you know, we couldn't get any rhythm going. We felt like we had plays, but, you know, it's one of those things, once you get a first down or two, then you kind of start to go. And we had such unbelievable field position, defense playing great, and then we did nothing in the red zone. And so we obviously still got a lot of work to do there, and we will get this figured out. But I'm really pleased and proud how these guys responded in the second half, because it wasn't good at halftime. It was not.
Yeah.
And everybody knew it.
Coach, before we dive into the game, just want to ask, what's it like to go through a situation with MJ Tafisi getting injured and the whole team out there, you know, trying to watch out for their teammate?
Yeah.
What's it like to go through that?
Those are always really scary situations, but we felt, you know, our doctors and trainers are all over this stuff. And, you know, we kind of saw him tackle, and he hit him hard with his shoulder, but his head somehow got involved because you could tell he was a little woozy. But you know, he fell awkward, but then he was moving and all those type of things. And so we felt good when he was coming off. You don't like the looks of that, but we're feeling like our doctors are, you know, just being smart and making sure everything's going to be just right.
Coach, you force four turnovers. You score again on defense. And Khalil Tate, one of the best playmakers in the country. You hold him just 184 yards passing. He did nothing in the running game, minus 28 the sacks. Keeping J.J. Taylor under 100 yards. Again, a big performance by your defense here tonight in the desert.
No question. I mean, those are the superstars for sure. I mean, it was so frustrating because they're playing so great in that first quarter, that first, you know, quarter and a half, and we just should have had a bunch of points, and we didn't, and you know a team like that's going to come back. But they were awesome on that quarterback. I mean, he is so dangerous scrambling, and we really contained him well. And the other guy that we were equally as worried about is J.J. Taylor. I mean, that guy's as explosive as anybody in this league, and we tackled him well. And to keep him under, you know, 100 yards when he touches it, 18 times is pretty good.
We saw some new faces in there, too. Asa Turner had a big role here tonight. Ariel Nagato, maybe we saw playing a little inside linebacker. Yep. Those adjustments paid big dividends here tonight.
Yeah, you know, Ariel's got a lot of speed, so it's good to get him on the field. And Asa the last, like, three games that we put him in, sometimes it hadn't been a bunch, but he was gradually getting more. And every time he was in, he was performing at a high level. We put him in at the end of the BYU game. He picks it off. He played in USC, and everything he did was just right. We played him last week and he was just right again. So he's earning more and more playing time. That's what guys do. When they play good, they're gonna get on the field more.
Love to see the way that this team picks each other up too. The offense struggled a little bit in the first half. Your defense answers with a defensive score. Brandon Wellington, his second scoop and score of the season. Awesome to see.
Well, and he was a running back in high school, and it kind of pays dividends. There's no question about that. It was awesome.
Another young guy coach earned some playing time. Puka Nacua.
Finally. Yeah. It is nice to get him the ball. And he showed up big, made plays. You know, it was as heartwarming as anything that I saw out there, was the ball going there and Puka making plays.
All right, we've got more with Coach in a moment. Huskies win at Arizona 51-27. Coach, you forced four turnovers tonight, and you capitalize with two touchdowns and two field goals on those four turnovers. Your 13 turnovers forced this season have resulted in eight touchdowns, three field goals, and two knees taken at the end of the game. Ultimately, you have capitalized on almost all these turnovers, and it's been so awesome to see.
Yeah, it changes the game. You know, we were talking about that, you and I, earlier in the week. You know, that and that field position battle that just gives you the momentum. And, you know, that's why I say, that's why I think the first half was so frustrating. I mean, it was just maddeningly frustrating just because we just didn't capitalize. And so, but yeah, we just got to keep swinging, and that's how the game goes sometimes. And just, you know, really pleased with how these guys responded and came out in the second half.
Coach, your special teams tonight, unbelievable. Peyton Henry, really an unsung hero this season, 14 for 14 now on the year. Joel Whitford had some monster punts.
Yeah.
And you got the block punt as well for the first time in a long time. Your special teams came up huge again here tonight.
They came up really big. And Peyton, you're right, he's just been quietly just, you know, the silent assassin, just goes out there and does his job. And Joel, you know, flipping the field with field position, he's done a nice job. And then, you know, and Tim Horn, you know, those kickoffs. Yep. You know, he had the one over trying to kick, you know, in the desert. It looks so pretty when it's flying out of the back of the end zone. But other than that one, he was money.
All right, Coach, any other final thoughts on this win here on the road against Arizona? Always tough to go on the road in conference play. You're so far from home, late night game, and yet you still get the job done.
Yeah, all those things. And everybody knows it's hard to come to Arizona. You know, it's a long trip, home. And, you know, anytime you can come down here and really, you know, you want to be a second-half team. And just how our team responded and finished in the second half was real pleasing.
Yeah, you've talked about these great starts so far this year, 90-6 outscoring opponents in the first quarter. But your message to these guys has been, finish what you do, finish, finish. Arizona's a good fourth-quarter team, and it was the third and fourth quarter where you played your best.
No doubt. So progress there.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Thank
Congrats,
you, guys.
Coach.
Thank
All right.
You.
That's head coach Chris Peterson. Huskies defeat Arizona 51-27. Now 5-2 on the year. Second down, snap to Tate in the pocket, and he gets slung down 30-yard line. A massive loss as Joe Tryon busts through for the second sack of his season. 34-yard line. Aaron Fuller at the 10 is already retired. Oh! The punt's blocked. Levi Onwuzurike comes through, gets both hands on the football, and Washington has fantastic field position. Ryan Bowman with the recovery, and the Dogs have it at the 36 of Arizona.
And that's how you started out on the road right there.
Savon Ahmed is the lone back.
Split tight ends and split wideouts. Eason under center takes a snap. Hand off Ahmed. Dances right side and gets stood up at the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up a yard. Depends on the spot. Arizona's celebrating. They think they made the stop. They get ready to send Joel Whitford out for the first time today. He takes a snap and puts a good foot into this one. And a fair catch is called for. And it's fumbled. The ball is loose. The Huskies are going to pounce on the football inside the 10-yard line. The second special teams blunder by Arizona sets up the Dogs with first and goal. Oh, nearly had another blocked punt as this punt gets fumbled by Aaron Fuller. And Arizona recovers at the 40-yard line of Washington. My goodness, messy special teams.
Husky defense been so good here tonight. Third down, Arizona really struggling, 1 for 6.
So snap to Tate, play action. Rushed, and he just throws the ball backwards, and it's going to be picked up by the Huskies. Brandon Wellington takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Washington.
Yes.
The second defensive touchdown of the season for Brandon Wellington as Khalil Tate just threw the ball backward inexplicably, and the Dogs capitalize a defensive score, and it's 13-3. Snap to Tate, drops back to the A logo, gets pressured by Liatu-Latu, throws downfield, it's caught. First down and more toward the end zone. Touchdown, Arizona. Got it to Jamari Joyner, his second touchdown reception of the season. There's the explosive play. It goes for 40 yards. Beat Elijah Molden, and Arizona's got its first touchdown of the night. It's 13-9. Had two goal line stands last week against Stanford. They don't have one here tonight. Handoff, J.J. Taylor. Touchdown, Arizona. 106 to go in the second quarter, and the Wildcats have the lead for the first time tonight. Three tight ends in the ball game. Snap to Eason. Play fake. Bootleg outside. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Jack Westover, his first career touchdown. Caught it on a three-yarder from Jacob Eason. And the Huskies take the lead 19-17. Jack Westover with the six-point score. Tate throws off into the flat. It's caught by Joyner, who had the touchdown from 40 yards.
Fumble.
He fumbled the football, and I think the Huskies got it at the bottom of the pile. The Huskies come away with the football. It's Trent McDuffie, and the Dogs force another turnover. They've got it in Arizona territory.
And Miles Bryant just flying across the football field to force that fumble right there.
Here's a snap to Eason. Eason throws, slant pattern caught. Fuller inside the five, down to the four-yard line. First and goal, Huskies, as they're in business. Aaron Fuller with a nice catch. Jace Whitaker saved the touchdown, but Jacob Eason's in a rhythm now. Beautiful job, I formation. Extra blockers. Pitch to Ahmed. Cuts upfield. Inside the one. Falls into the end zone. Touchdown, Dogs. Savon Ahmed finds Pater. And the Huskies have a two-possession lead in the desert. 2:41 to go in the third quarter. It's 26-17. Washington leads Arizona. Snap to Tate. All kinds of pressure. He gets swallowed up by Joe Tryon and Ryan Bowman back at the 25-yard line. A loss of 12 on the play. And the Huskies have now forced second and goal at the 25-yard line. Here's the snap. Eason going to go for it toward the end zone. It's caught. Aaron Fuller at the right pylon. Did he get in?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Touchdown, Washington. Aaron Fuller's fifth touchdown catch of the season comes from Jacob Eason, 22 yards out. And the Dogs lead 33-20 here in the desert. Snap to Eason. Eason going to unload up the left sideline to Nakua. And it's caught. And he snags away from a defender, wrestles himself inside the 15, inside the 10, and finally brought to the ground. Puka Nakua with a sensational play. The Dogs have first and goal as the freshman rips off a huge chunk of yardage, 49 for Puka Nakua. High formation, Eason under center, handoff Ahmed, angles left, walks into pay dirt, and that is a big-time score for the Huskies. Touchdown, Washington. They're doubling up Arizona, 40-20 down here in Tucson. Snap to Khalil Tate on first down. And he throws, and it's intercepted by Ryan Bowman. He got his hands on the football and tapped it to himself. And the Dogs
force
a fourth turnover on the ball game. Now a late flag flies. Huskies don't care. Ryan Bowman with the interception sets up the Dogs at the 16-yard line. 2:21 to go. I formation. Huskies have first and goal at the 10-yard line. Hand off Ahmed. cuts left side. Ahmed gets a hat trick into the end zone. His third touchdown of the game. That's the nail in the coffin. The Huskies' Desert Demons are dead. Washington 50, Arizona 27. An impressive second half performance that sees Washington score 38 points. And Washington defeats the Pac-12 South leaders, Arizona 51-27. Huskies offense explodes in the second half, but really their defense was the story of this game. And Ryan Bowman coming up with his first interception of the season. Also had a quarterback sack tonight, and he's standing by with Elise.
Yeah, that was impressive, Ryan, to tip the screen pass and then come down with it yourself and able to secure it for your first interception of the season. That might be the play of the year. That was fabulous. How'd you get that done?
I was just wrapping around for containing the quarterback, and then I was fortunate enough to have the ball thrown my way, so had to make a play on the ball.
Your teammates were pretty excited for you.
Yeah, I couldn't even get up, but it was fun. Yeah.
You'll take the pain when they tackle you after you make a play like that. You were also involved in another one of the turnovers, really a huge play in the game, momentum swing, when you put pressure on Tate, and he kind of just threw it out of bounds with his left hand. It went, or tried to, but it went backwards, and Wellington was able to scoop it up. Tell me what you saw in that play and how much your pressure affected him.
I was just doing a speed rush around the edge, and I was getting held a little bit, And then I think it was Benning, we tackled him, and I didn't initially know what happened because we were on the ground, and then I got up, and, like, who was scoring? Was it Brandon?
Yeah.
And then Brandon's in the end zone, so I was kind of just like, what just happened? I had no idea that he threw the ball lateral, or I thought maybe Benning strip sacked him or something like that, but that was awesome for sure.
Well, I got a highlight over here on my phone. I'll show you when we're done. Okay. It's a good one. For you guys, the defense today forces four turnovers. Which was obviously a huge part in what you guys take a lot of pride in. For you guys, after the loss to Stanford, to come in here and able to do that on the road against a talented Arizona team, how were you able to get those four turnovers forced?
We were just trying to fly around and be physical and play like the team we know how to play like. And we know for sure what was going on at Stanford wasn't who we are, you know, just like Cal. And we really got to have to find ourselves and look ourselves in the mirror and just play how we're supposed to play, you know, because we're a bunch of physical guys. We love to hit people. We love to make plays. And that's all we work on in practice. So it's just all part of being ourselves. And I think at halftime, we were really able to get pretty motivated with each other. There was no like rah-rah speech or nothing like that, but it was just getting with our individual groups and discussing adjustments, that type of thing, and I think it was really beneficial for us.
I think minus the two drives right before halftime, the defense was pretty dominant today. They had the one late score, but for you guys, what level did you feel like? How would you evaluate yourself for the defense after this one?
I thought we played really, really solid defense, you know, but I think we for sure played better. There's more plays that to be made. There's more turnovers to be made. We can definitely do better with the guys that we got.
Well, you guys, even your record in Pac-12 play, though, you're not 2-2. And you got a big game coming up this weekend with Oregon. Everybody knows how big that one is for a lot of different reasons. But you guys took care of business tonight, and then you get the late flight back, and you got to prepare immediately. Just how do you kind of process this one and move forward, as I know you guys like to do?
We're just going to look at the film tomorrow, and then we'll be on to Oregon, you know. Maybe – We'll probably look at some Oregon tomorrow, too. You know, we're not going to do much celebrating at all. We'll celebrate on the plane on the way back amongst each other and then just get right back to work.
Well, it was a job well done. Four turnovers forced, and you get a win on the road. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's Ryan Bowman. We'll send it back to you.
All right, thank you, Elise. Yeah, this Husky defense holding Arizona to 27 points. You got to remember, this Arizona team on this field beat Oregon last year 44-15. This Arizona team went 5-7 last year in Kevin Sumlin's first year, but they were three plays away from winning the South Division. They went 4-5, but they lost to UCLA by a point. They lost on a last-second field goal to Arizona State. They lost to SC by four. It's a good Arizona team, a talented team. Huskies came in here and completely dominated 51-27.
Yeah, I don't think Arizona had really been tested all that much this season. They hadn't seen a team like the Huskies here. You know, you look at their schedule and UCLA, Colorado, Northern Arizona, Texas Tech, Hawaii. So they hadn't seen a defense like this Husky football team. And, you know, created four turnovers. And honestly, they kind of had that one garbage drive that was about 70 yards long. They're held under 300 yards of total offense.
Yep.
Those first three series of this game, that Arizona offense, I think went maybe three and out on all three. Maybe they hit one little curl route or something. But this Husky defense came to play tonight. They shut out a couple of really talented players, Khalil Tate, J.J. Taylor. And it really got to feel good about this bounce back performance, you know, after last week on the farm.
Yeah, Arizona's first quarter, punt, 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 fumble, punt. The Huskies defeat Arizona behind a big night from Jacob Eason and four receptions, 60 yards, and a 22-yard touchdown catch from Aaron Fuller, who's standing by with Elise.
Yeah, beautiful touchdown catch. The strike from Jacob Eason to you over by the right pylon, Aaron. And you look pretty passionate after that one. You got pretty fired up for that one. You've made some great plays this season. Where's that one rank in your mind?
That was one of the top. It was one of those momentum swings that in the game that we needed. I mean, in the first half, as you saw, we didn't come out too hot, especially in the red zone, not finishing, especially when we got good field position and things like that. So, no, it was just like one of those things, one of those emotional bursts after things started clicking that, you know, just kind of let out.
You guys in the first half, it just felt like there just wasn't a rhythm, and it kind of carried over from Stanford where it's like, what, it's just not in rhythm. I don't know how to describe it. How would you describe, like, what it was like and then to finally click in the second half? What was the difference?
It was something that we're not really used to. It was like a lull that we had. I don't know if that's just carrying over from the loss or what it was, but, I mean, usually we're a pretty fast-starting team, and, you know, things weren't clicking. Negative plays and things like that were hurting our offense.
At halftime, it felt like, you know, it was a little bit tense. You guys actually were behind. First comeback win in a long time for this program to be down at halftime and come back for the victory. Anything said at halftime? Was it just some minor adjustments? Or what was it that really was able to burst you guys in the second half?
I think more than anything, it was just a wake-up call. We kind of started out slow. We knew we were. Defense was playing amazing. I had a mess up on a punt return. It kind of hurt us a lot, too. So, you know, it was just more of a wake-up call. Coaches are coming in there, talking to us, telling us what we need to do right and, you know, fix those things.
You guys won the last time you were here at Arizona in overtime. But other than that, it's just been really hard to get victories here in the desert. You get one today. What's it mean for this program to move forward with putting Stanford in the rearview mirror, getting back in the winning ways, and, you know, just kind of rebounding after last week?
Any road win in the Pac-12 is big. You know, Coach Pete tells us all the time that, you know, the Pac-12 is a hard conference. Any team can beat any team any day. So, you know, coming in here to opponent's field, you know, silence in a big crowd and things like that is big for momentum and, you know, carrying on through the season.
Well, up next you got a Duck squad that's really tough defensively. They have been limiting opponents. And the difference between your guys' offense in the first half and the second half was pretty phenomenal. How do you bottle that up in the second half and get into that rhythm and take it over for the next performance?
I think a lot of people stepped up. I mean, you saw Puka making, you know, amazing plays, which, you know, was a big momentum swing. And then Jordan Chin also on a deep post route that, you know, was a big starter for those drives. You just got to keep making those plays, spreading the ball a little bit, getting a lot of people involved in the game, as you saw, keeping our run game going. As long as we do that and, you know, execute as we want to, no negative plays, no penalties, things like that that hurt the drives, I think we'll be fine.
Well, I appreciate your time. Good game here on the road. Four catches, touchdown. Appreciate it, and good luck next weekend, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That's Aaron Fuller. We'll send it back up to you.
All right. Thanks, Elise. Aaron Fuller with those four receptions, the touchdown catch. Huskies really see their passing game turn on in the second half of this 51-27 win at Arizona. And, Damon, we really did truly see some other guys get in the mix today. Jordan Chin with the huge 39-yard catch came at a critical moment. Jack Westover, the first two catches of his Husky career, including one for 6 points. And then Puka Nacua with three receptions, 97 yards. Just some fresh faces out of that passing game.
Yeah, that's great. That's encouraging. We heard Coach Pete say it was the best thing he thought he saw tonight, just Puka Nacua going up, making some plays on those one-on-one situations, fade balls. And, you know, he's a big physical kid, a freshman, getting some playing time. He's earned it. He did have the one drop on the dig route, but he's a guy that's just going to be a force to be reckoned with going forward and is only going to just, you know, be another – outlet there on the outside, one-on-ones, a bigger body, right? That's kind of what people have been wanting here. Aaron, Bocelli, all these guys kind of about the same size, but Puka's a big kid. Give him some jump balls. He'll make some plays.
Yeah, absolutely. Huskies defeat Arizona 51-27. Get the win to move to 5-2, 2-2 in the league, and a huge showdown next week at home against Oregon.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.